Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Worcester, Westchester Talk Radio presents A Visit with the Kneaded Bread, celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my friend, the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. Want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And yes, we are here at the Kneaded Bread, right here in Worcester. They're located at 181 North Main Street, right in the heart of the village. And we're pleased to be joined by my very first guest, one of the co-owners who founded this. His name is Jeff Cohn. And Jeff, good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about this. You started back in 1998. You're celebrating your 20th anniversary. Does it feel like it's been that long?
Oh, it feels so much longer. It's a tough, tough business, but it's an incredible milestone for us. We've worked hard, and we've grown a business from scratch, and it's very gratifying.
So you and your wife started this actually before you got married. You told me off air here. So, I mean, how did that all get started from the ground up? How did you all start that?
I went to culinary school, and I knew I wanted to have my own place. And when we were dating, we worked at restaurants together. And we knew we'd do something together. And we went on a five-month tour of Europe together with the idea that we'd come back and open up an artisan bread bakery. And lo and behold, we did it. And we got married about 5 months after we opened the establishment.
You have so much here. I sampled one of your fine sandwiches here. I mean, you have bread, obviously, what you're best known for. You got soup. You got a salad bar, I understand, you just added to.
Yeah, you have to evolve, and you have to not stay the same. So we always come up with new products, new ideas. And you got to bring people in for a lot of reasons. So we start with good service, good quality, and just try to do everything the right way.
Is there any one particular item that's very popular with the customers that come here?
Everyone's a fan of something, because we don't really have a full line, per se, as so many bakeries do. So when you have so many products, things can't all be great, but we don't have so many things, so we think that everything is really good. So our multigrain bread put us on the map. Our provolone bread, our sticky buns are great. Our salad bars are great. Our donuts are great on the weekends. Our cinnamon swirl bread is a favorite. So we just put out a good product. And if we don't like it that day, we just won't sell it. Our soups are made from scratch. Our salad dressings are made in-house. Everything we do here. And it's not really a secret. So few places do it. So if you do it right, people know the difference.
And those customers they're really satisfied every time they come in here, because this has been a mainstay now for these 20 years.
Worcester's a good spot. We like it. We've always been a big fan of this town. Being in between Greenwich and Rye has been very, very good.
Yeah, so your main clientele, you draw them in for Greenwich and Worcester, that's where they mostly come from?
They come from everywhere. You know, Rye, New York is a mile that way. Greenwich is a half a mile that way. Rybrook's here, Harrison. We become a destination location over the 20 years. People are passing through, going up to New England from the city. They're stopping here, vice versa. So, all these local businesses in Worcester support us. It's been a good place.
Now, so what are your hours during the weekend when you're open?
Yeah, we're open 7 days. During the week, we're open from 7 to 5, and Saturday from 8 to 4, and Sunday we're open from 8 to 2. So the hours are, it's enough. I think early on in the program, the first 2 years maybe, we were open till 7, or we were 7 to 7 or 7 to 6. And being open at 7 in the morning gives people an ample time to get here. And closing at 5 has been great. And the weekends we close at 4 and 2. It works out well for us.
Sounds like you're doing really, really well. 20 years, it is hard to believe. And I certainly hope the next 20 are just as successful for you as the first 20.
Well, that would be quite a milestone. I'm going to turn 48 next week. So if I'm doing this at 68, that will be quite a accomplishment.
Oh, we wish you well. Jeff Cohn, co-owner of the Kneaded Bread, celebrating 20 years. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Cohn, co-owner of the Kneaded Bread, as we're broadcasting live here. They're located in Port Chester at 181 North Main Street, celebrating their 20th anniversary year. It all began back in 1998. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit safesecurevital.com.
And we're back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Kneaded Bread here in the village of Port Chester, located at 181 North Main Street, celebrating their 20th anniversary year. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty McKay. Matt Kane, our great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I'm pleased to be joined by my next guest. We met one of the co-owners, Jeff Cohn. Now we introduce you to his wife, the owner behind the owner, as I was told. Her name is Jennifer Cohn. And Jennifer, good to have you with us, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you, and thanks for being here.
Now, Jeff gave us a little synopsis as how this got started. You started this before you actually became a married couple. Give us your perspective of this wonderful establishment that's a mainstay here in the village.
Well, Jeff and I, when we met and we were dating, we were very into food, and we decided we should quit our jobs and go to Europe and travel and go on a culinary tour. We felt that was a good time in our life. We should do it. And to raise money so we could travel along, we worked at a restaurant where they were baking bread. And Jeff would wait for me while I was finishing up. I was a server, and he worked in the kitchen. He'd be done before me, and he got very close with the baker, and he said, I know what we're going to do. We're going to open a bakery when we get back from Europe. So we went away, and in our mind, we knew we were going to open a bakery, not really knowing too much about baking, except Jeff went to culinary school, but we said, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, well, of course, this is not only a bakery here, it's also a cafe. And he also told me that you continue to evolve since you first opened here back in 1998.
Correct. We started with just really bread, and it was just Jeff and I and one baker. And eventually, organically, different things happen. And with the demand, we started making sandwiches on our bread. We started doing more baked goods, muffins, Danish, scones, croissants. We started making cakes and cupcakes and create your own salad. And there's just so much more we could do. We're never going to do something that has nothing to do with the bakery. We're not going to start selling gum or something ridiculous. We're only something related to the bakery and the feel and everything that goes with it. And there's just so much more possibility and so much more we're excited to do.
You're way more than bread, I must say. I have one of your sandwiches, and it's really terrific.
Thank you so much. You know, Jeff is a cook before a baker, and that's something he was excited to do, to start making soups and sandwiches and all his own creations.
Yeah, creativity is everything, and I'm sure that, you know, it's just the case here too, right?
It is, and our favorite thing is we love to travel, and that's where we get ideas and inspiration and road trips. There's nothing better than a road trip, and we always make sure to travel for food and get into the culture and bring things back to the bakery that we find.
And that's where you get a lot of your ideas, by traveling?
Well, most of our ideas, traveling, reading. We're always, it's all we care about is food. I mean, it's just our main focus. So we're always looking for new places to go and new things, and it's great that it's all related to the bakery.
Talk about the feedback from your customers who have been coming here for so long.
We have amazing, amazing customers. It gets me emotional. We have people that come from all over the place. They come Thanksgiving. Sorry, I get very emotional.
That's okay.
It's really, really, really special. From the beginning, no one knew what we were doing here at all. They were like artisan bread. It was really when the Food Channel was just starting, and it was like Emeril Lagasse, and it wasn't really food the way it is today. And people took a chance. They came in, and it's been nonstop ever since. But we have such loyal following that evolved with us. And we've been through so much with the town of Portchester and their expansion that's a little tough for a small business to weather. And we've weathered that storm. And we have to thank our customers for that.
They've been for you thick and thin.
True.
And you certainly, I can see the emotion coming out of you. It means a lot to both of you.
It does. It really does. I mean, even when we had our first child, I mean, the outpouring of interest and what people did for us has just been really great.
And it continues. Right. And again, just great success to you, Jennifer. And
thank you so much.
Jeff. We really appreciate having you on. Congratulations on your first 20 years. Here's to another successful 20 for you.
Here we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jennifer Cohn, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, co-owner of The Kneaded Bread. And that's where we're broadcasting from, celebrating their 20th anniversary, located here in the village of Portchester, 181 North Main Street. My name is Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back in a moment.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from The Kneaded Bread in the village of Portchester, located at 181 Main Street, celebrating 20 years of mainstay here in the village. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac, and a great engineer. Hey, want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, and Salem Golf Club. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And yes, we are broadcasting here from The Kneaded Bread. They're celebrating their 20th year, a mainstay here in the village. I mean, they're way more than bread. They have sandwiches. They have soup. They have a salad bar. Really just anything you want here. And the customers, they just love it. They've been coming here from the very beginning since it all started in 1998. And with that being said, we have one of the satisfied customers joining us here who happens to be with a company that we spoke with as one of our I Love My Office winners not too long ago. His name is Lou Cordasco, and he is the brother of Lisa Cordasco, who owns New Crystal Restorations here in Portchester. And you are the outside project manager, but we're not speaking to you in your role as that, Lou, but as a satisfied customer. First of all, thanks for joining us. What do you think of this place?
I love the place. I'm here 3 to 4 times a week and can't get enough of it.
What do you love most about this, and how many years have you been coming here since it opened?
I've been coming here for the last 10 years or so, and the food is great, the help is great, it's fresh, and can't go wrong. You know the menu on a daily basis, so it's fantastic.
Yes, I mean, there's just a wide variety here because, as we said, they're way more in bread. I mean, I had one of their sandwiches. It's just absolutely terrific. And do you love anything else that they have here?
I love it all. If I'm in the mood for a salad, I go for a salad. They got great sandwiches, and they got great bakery section as well. So you want a sweet cookie, cupcake, unbelievable.
Yeah, they're more than the bakery. They're also a cafe, too. So they're really a combination of the two. We talked to the co-owners earlier about that. They continue to evolve since the day that they first opened their doors. And so do you mainly come here for lunch? Do you come for breakfast? When do you usually frequent the place?
Weekends, I'll stop by. You know, they even have oatmeal on the weekends, which is delicious. So I'll get some pastries and some oatmeal usually on the weekend and during the week. salad or sandwiches. Great.
And if you talk to other customers, I mean, are they as satisfied as you are when you come in there? They seem to be happy?
I'm sure they are, because the place is always packed during lunch hour.
Yeah. Now, of course, getting back to your role at New Crystal Restoration, of course, so when you're not here, things are pretty busy over there, right?
We're very busy in the summertime. Yes, we are.
Yeah. And what do you do as an outside project manager, for those who are not familiar with what you do?
I supervise, run jobs, and write estimates for our company based on environmental work and structural damages and construction work.
Yeah, and again, it's pretty much an all-year-round job, right? It's not just during the warm months like we have right now. I mean, it's all year-round when you're ever needed for something.
That is correct.
Yeah, but again, this is just a wonderful establishment here. It's my first time here at the Kneaded Bread. Again, 20 years. It's hard to believe it opened 20 years ago, and people just love coming to this place. They really, really do.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You get the same customer, a lot of the same customers all the time. You get your flow from Greenwich in here, from Rybrook, Rye, Portchester. People come from all over. That's how good the place is.
And how about the convenience where it's located? I mean, right in the downtown heart of the village here.
Exactly. I mean, you come off the train, you're right here. You can grab something quick, bring it home for dinner, lunch, whatever.
It's easy access, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all types of weather, and hopefully they'll have more success in the next 20 years as well. Well, Lou, it is a pleasure to have you with us here again. Belated congratulations, of course, on your winning the Isle of My Office a while back, and my best to Lisa as well. I hope she's doing good.
She's doing great, thank you.
And we appreciate you having on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Lou Cordasco, ladies and gentlemen, again, a very satisfied customer here at the Kneaded Bread, also outside project manager for New Crystal Restorations, also located in Portchester. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Kneaded Bread, celebrating 20 years. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back with more right after this.
As a kid, I couldn't wait for summer to roll around. I remember every Saturday night, my dad would pile us into the station wagon and take us to a drive-in movie. I still remember the sound the tires made as they rolled over the gravel drive, the flickering light of the projector, and of course, the sound my little brother made as he tried to get me in trouble. Sometimes it's the small little things in life that you do with the family that count most.
Create your own family memories with the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're showing the animated favorite Despicable Me 3 on July 6th. Come early to enjoy live music and food trucks. The Entergy Screenings Under the Stars, July 6th at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, with a showing of Despicable Me 3, hosted by Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative. Presented by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Sponsored in part by J.P. McHale Pest Management. Applebee's, Boston Children's Health Physicians, Inspiria Outdoor, and Westchester Talk Radio. Create those family memories that will last a lifetime.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And we're back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Kneaded Bread here in the village of Portchester, located at 181 North Main Street, celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. Hard to believe they started in 1998. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty McKay. Matt Kay, my buddy and great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Now, pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We have with us Armando Bastida, and he is the manager of the Kneaded Bread. And Armando, good to have you with us here. How many years have you managed this place?
We've been here for the past 18 years already. I came in as a customer at first, and I just fell in love with the bakery, and I just wanted to get into the bakery business. And finally, I was able to get in as a customer.
Wow. So you've pretty much been here from the very beginning, almost.
Yes, I missed the first year, but finally I came once as a customer. I just started looking at all the different breads, and I remember asking Jenna and Jeffrey, do you guys need anyone to help you in the back? And they said, well, we definitely need some help on the front. I was amazed about the bread and how they make everything so special that we really wanted to get into that particular area.
That's where you were most interested, because bread is really the main feature here. It's not all they have, but it's one of the things that highlight here.
It became very, really popular, and now it definitely has grown much more. Salad, sandwiches, salad bar. And yes, bread was the main thing at first, yes.
We talked to the co-owners, Jeff and Jennifer Cohn, earlier, and they both founded this before they were even married, and they said that they tried to evolve. New creations, like the salad bar, they travel a lot, and that's where they get a lot of their ideas for this place.
Correct. I remember they used to travel to Europe to get different ideas of not just bread, but pastries and all different stuff. And it took, you know, it took years to become what is now. We have done three different renovations, and every time we be able to add a new item, a new product to the bakery, bread-wise, sweet-wise, and lately the salad bar, and there's definitely more coming up.
And I can see the place is just bustling right now. It seems to be always busy. Is that the case every day here?
It's great to see many people coming over the years, and what used to be, I remember seeing customers years ago, and we used to come with the kids, young kids. Now those young kids now have become adults, and they come with themselves, with their own friends. So not just their parents, but their kids themselves come on their own, bringing their own friends as well. So we have seen a great growth in the past 20 years.
It sounds like they're passing along from generation to generation. I mean, 20 years, it seems like it's just gone by very quickly.
I guess, everybody at home enjoyed kneaded bread for many years, that they developed their own palate based on our products. And it's great to see them coming back on their own and always happy to enjoy more of the kneaded bread.
Yeah. And what are the hours again for those who are interested? They want to find out more about it?
Yes, everyone. Yes, Monday to Fridays, we open at 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Saturdays, we open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sundays from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Is lunch your most busy hour?
And lunch, our busiest definitely hours, from 11 to, like, say, 3 o'clock. But weekends, too. Weekends get crowded, and that's always a nice line. It moves fast, but there's always a lot more people coming on the weekends, yes.
Yeah, so I can imagine it's extra busy on the weekends, especially at this time of year as the weather gets warmer. People have been stuck inside. We had a very, very hyper-extended winter, a very cold spring, so they're really kind of busting loose here in Morwood.
Especially
now,
the season, warmer weather always bring more people for salads, for iced teas, and iced coffees and all that. So, yes, it's always busier at lunchtime, especially now in the summertime, or the warm weather, I guess.
All right, Armando Bastida, manager of the Kneaded Bread, thanks so much for joining us again. Happy 20th anniversary to all of you.
Thank you guys for having us tonight. Thank you very much, Armando.
Again, we've been speaking with Armando Bastida, manager of the Kneaded Bread, again celebrating their 20th year, opened in 1998, and they have been a mainstay here in the village of Port Chester. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're broadcasting live here, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at skylinegenesis.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
And we're back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Kneaded Bread here in the village of Portchester, located at 181 North Main Street, celebrating their 20th anniversary. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, their great engineer. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Duretti Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Abriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. And now I'm pleased to be joined by two guests here, two very happy customers here. We have my closest right is Sophie, and to her right is Marley. And good to have you both with us today.
Hi, good to be here.
Hi.
Yeah. And where are you two from?
We're both from Rybrook, New York.
Well, let me ask you this. How long have you been coming out to this wonderful place, either one of you?
I've been going for like 4 years.
For the past 4 years or so.
Yeah. And what do you love most about coming here?
The salads. Well, also they just, whenever you come in here, it's the same worker, so you just sort of form a relationship with them, and it's always very welcoming. So whenever I come here, I smile.
How about you, Marley?
All the workers are so sweet here, and you always can just enjoy yourself while eating a nice salad or a piece of bread.
It is such a wonderful place. I mean, 20 years, it's hard to believe it's been that long. They're way more than bread. They have, as you said, salads. They have sandwiches, cookies. I mean, they're a bakery and a cafe. They just have anything you want, right?
Yeah, everything. From cupcakes to cookies, as you said, to bread. Whenever I want a chocolate chip cookie, I just come in here, and out comes a warm chocolate chip cookie.
My personal favorite are the donuts here. They're very good. And also the cakes are pretty good here, too.
And by the way, I think they're giving out free donuts today, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, we already ate one. We shared one already.
And how did it taste?
It was great.
Delicious. Yeah. So good, yeah.
Now, do a lot of your other friends come here as well to this place?
Yeah, when we ended school already, but when we went to school, I would probably come here like three times a week.
Three times a week.
Yeah.
So it's a really good hangout after school, huh?
Yeah.
Now, especially after a very busy day, hitting the books and all that, it's just a day to, you know, to kind of let loose a little bit and have some fun.
Yeah, and just relax.
We also like to come during the summer after a nice workout. We come and eat some salad, enjoy the day.
Yeah, so you love salad, both of you, right?
Yes. Yeah, the salads here are top-notch, the best.
As a matter of fact, I have one of those salads that's really, really good. I highly recommend it here. So you've been coming here for 4 years. You would definitely recommend this place to anybody, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Whenever I have friends from other towns coming in, this is the first place I take them.
It's definitely one of my favorite places to come, and I love that there's a nice, convenient place to come eat at in our town.
All right. Well, it is really good to see you both, Sophie and Marley. I'm glad to hear you really love coming here, and hope you're having a great time, and thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Sophie and Marley, ladies and gentlemen, again, both from Rybrook, and two very satisfied customers here at the Needed Bread in Portchester. That's where we're broadcasting from. And they're celebrating their 20th year. 1998 is when it all began. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back in a moment.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Needed Bread in the village of Portchester, located at 181 North Main Street. They've been here for 20 years, celebrating their 20th anniversary. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my buddy, the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our great engineer. Wanted to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. And please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram too. We are at Shark Creative. Joined now by another of the satisfied customers here at the Needed Bread, we have with us Jennifer Fear. And good to have you, Jennifer. Where are you from?
I'm from Rybrook, New York.
And how many years have you been coming here? This has been around since 1998.
I would say for about 9 years.
9 years. And what do you love most about coming here?
I love the people. They're always so kind. They know exactly what you like. They don't rush you. They make you feel like you're home. And I love the food. The salads are great. The breads, all the desserts. The kids love the desserts. And I'm here definitely a few times a week.
I sampled a salad, I sampled a sandwich, all terrific, and again, they're way, way more than bread, although that's certainly, it's in their name, but when you come here, you're going to find lots to have around here. There's soups, you mentioned some of this here, just it's a wide variety, right?
The soups are fantastic, their salads, their tuna salads, I cater from them, I'm here a lot. On Sundays, they have the fresh donuts that come out that usually you can only get when you go to an apple orchard, so that's always nice, too. But everything here is great. You never leave with just what you came for. You always end up buying more because it's delicious.
And it's all made fresh, right, every day?
Delicious, yes. All fresh. The breads are warm. You can tell that everything was made that day.
And how about any of your friends who have come here? Have their feedback's been like?
The same. We're all here. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we definitely have lunch here 2 to 3 times a week, which is a lot more than we eat at home or any place else.
It's affordable here?
It's definitely affordable. It's, you know, I can get a salad and a drink and a soup, and it's the same as, you know, any place else where the food is not nearly as good or as fresh or as high of a quality. So it's definitely better than anything you're going to get any place else around here.
It's just a wonderful atmosphere. I mean, it doesn't matter what the season is. I mean, it's warm and sunny out today, but really, it seems to be all year round. People just come here from all over the area, right?
Absolutely. We come here in the winter. We freeze and run in here for some hot soup. The coffee's great. The iced coffee's great. I mean, I've never had something here where I didn't love it.
You've always been satisfied. Every time you walk through that door, when you come in, and every time you leave, right?
Always. And they remember you. They know your name. You come in, and they're always so helpful, everybody that works here. It's a pleasure coming here. That's why we keep coming back so often.
Wow, it's just a wonderful testimonial here. So you certainly recommend this to anybody who may have not come here yet?
I can't imagine who hasn't come here yet, who lives anywhere around here. You're missing out if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely. Please come. Well, Jennifer, it's good to talk to you. Again, you're very happy coming here, very satisfied customer, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Jennifer Fear of Rybrook, another of the satisfied customers here at The Kneaded Bread. They're located in Portchester, 181 Main Street, celebrating their 20th anniversary. And by the way, they have free donuts that they're giving out for today as part of that celebration. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. We have been broadcasting live today from The Kneaded Bread, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Would you believe it all started in 1998? And boy, what a place this is. Had a chance to sample a sandwich, a salad. They got all kinds of good things, even giving out free donuts, if you can believe that. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. Want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. And our final guest for the day, we have another satisfied customer. She lives in Purchase. Her name is Laura Erkin. And Laura, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Love coming here.
Love it. Here all the time. And I originally found out about it, a friend of mine, Robin Mazes, who she will love having her name on the radio, but she's here every single morning, 7 days a week.
Every day.
Every single day.
For coffee, whatever she likes,
That's
right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, she's a regular for real.
And you've been coming here a very long time too, right?
I have been. We've lived in the area for about 20 years, so I've been coming here for that long.
Since the day it first started, from the very beginning.
Exactly. Yeah, delicious muffins. I love their soup, and their oatmeal is the best. It's a great place.
Yeah, so talk about, let's go back from the day that you first walked in here.
Okay.
What was your impression the first time I was here? I know they've changed a lot of things since.
Yes.
But what about that very first time around?
If I could remember back, it was, first of all, it was half the size. You know, they expanded into this part of the room here, and it was small, and it had a little bit of a hole-in-the-wall feel, but it doesn't feel that way anymore. And now Portchester is so hip with all of its restaurants, and everybody comes here. It's a destination now, so that's what I remember at the time thinking, why is this great, hip, cool bakery in Portchester? And I feel differently now.
I mean, it's so convenient the way it's located. I mean, close to the railroad, within walking distance.
Yep.
It's really nice, right near the waterfront.
And the movie theater and Costco, everything.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
The variety that's here. As I said, I gave some of the samples of that, but they also have soup. They've got a salad bar, which was added recently. So they're really trying to expound on what they have done since day one here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the best addition is the salad bar. It's a great salad bar. You can choose whatever you want. They roast corn every day, and it's great.
really has.
Yes.
And the customers are just absolutely satisfied. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of season. I mean, whether we're going into the summer or even during the winter months, I mean, they come here.
Yeah, which is so great. I'm here with my kids, actually, and my mom, and everybody loves it. And actually, the person who cuts my hair just walked in.
So, oh, she did?
There you go, yeah.
And I'm sure she's a satisfied customer,
she's
too.
She's a very satisfied customer.
She really is. Yeah. Have you had a chance to sample one of the donuts? You probably had some before, but it's just free today.
I have never had their donuts, but the best thing that they have here, I will tell you right now, is their chocolate cake. They have and chocolate challah. They have this challah bread that is, it's got chocolate running through the whole thing. Makes the best French toast ever.
Wow, yeah. They say the variety is the spice of life, and that's what you get here, right?
That's exactly right. Or the sugar of life. Anyway, yeah.
Like whatever your taste buds are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So you definitely come mainly for lunch here, any time pretty much,
yeah,
what you want to?
Yeah, mostly breakfast. Yeah, it's a good breakfast, but great lunch also. You can come in and pick up a sandwich or make a salad, whatever it is.
And what I hear, it's affordable.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
That is very true.
All
yes.
right. Well, Laura, we really appreciate your coming on here to give us a testimonial. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for asking me.
Laura Erkin, ladies and gentlemen, satisfied customer here at the Nita Bread in Port Chester. That's where we've been broadcasting live from, their 20th anniversary. I'm Jim Cleafield. I want to thank our crew, Maddie the K-Mac, our great engineer, for the great job he always does. Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Creative, thank you for setting this up. And to those of you at home, thank you, our home audience. We appreciate having you on, too. This has been Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleafield. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.